Hey everybody, I really do hope you love Real aka True. Did you know that you could actually get paid just for listening to this podcast? I know it sounds insane, but it's true. We just discovered this free new app called Podcoin, and it literally pays you to listen to podcasts. Here's how it works. You listen to podcasts and you earn Podcoin while you listen. Then you turn that Podcoin in for gift cards at places like Amazon or Starbucks, or if you're a good person, you could even donate that Podcoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. So here's what you do. Download the app right now on iPhone or Android, and I have a special code for you. Simply use our code, REALTRUTH, and you'll get 300 Podcoin just for signing up. That's REALTRUTH. And if you listen to enough of us on there, you can get a cappuccino at Starbucks or an Amazon gift card on us. So go ahead and go listen to this podcast or virtually any podcast on Podcoin and sign up with code REALTRUTH.
Well, 22.
Well, I'm like Joe, but I forget every episode number.
22's on the Maybach, baby. You can touch them all night.
Five month anniversary.
What you know about them 22s?
We here, Real AKA Truth.
22s.
Cat, we should start off with David Banner.
What you know about them 22s? 22s on the Maybach, baby. You can touch them all night.
Where the hell did that come from?
Robin B. When they were inhaling the helium.
They would be inhaling the helium. Shout out to Robin Beard, man. Rest in peace, Beard. How many years has it been? And what is Rob doing now?
Not a clue, and just ridiculousness.
Oh, yeah, he does that ridiculousness. This show.
Mm-hmm.
That show still going on?
Yep.
Huh. I wouldn't think a show like that will last that long in this climate. It's like America's Funniest Home Videos. That show's still going on too, right? Or just right reruns?
Yeah. Wow. But like, I don't do it anymore, but when Ridiculousness was just come out, like the videos it would show on there, I had done watched on YouTube.
I know, there's all the videos from YouTube. Like, people can... It's crazy they got a TV show out of that, man. Mm-hmm. He took a very simple idea and made a damn TV show out of it. Shout out to Rob, man. Rob is doing. We're from skateboarding to putting the most simple shit in our face, and we are entertained by it.
What's that beeping, man? Does that smoke alarm finna... finna batteries finna die?
Either that or that's the...
You hear that then?
Yeah, that's the alarm system.
Oh. Police ain't finna show up, is it?
Nah. If they do, I got a badge in here.
Y'all got a silent alarm? Y'all got one of them loud alarms?
It's not. It gets loud.
Oh, okay. Let the robbers know they got to get the fuck on, huh?
Quick and fast. Which ain't no money in here, so they breaking in for nothing. All they ain't gonna get is some oxygen. And if they shoot a gun, they gonna kill themselves.
Today is Sunday, August the 11th, 2019.
5-year anniversary. We
5 month.
5 month. Damn. 5 years gonna be dope.
You talking about fucking episode 260 like, something.
Yeah, we got a long way to go. That shit gonna be dope though. I think I'm gonna be filthy rich by then.
Yeah. I hope we in New York or California podding by then.
I'll be podding right here with a built studio. He's here, damn it. That damn Ross is here. I told you, I've been waiting. And the wait is over.
Fuck a bird box, I want to see my brother fly. Fuck a bird box, he want to see his brother fly, muh.
So what is your hot take since?
Is him and Slab blood brothers, or they just claim to be brothers?
I have no idea.
You don't know who Slab is?
Nope.
Damn. Tell you, you've never been a Ross Snapchat follower, huh?
No, I don't follow no celebrities on
Snapchat. Slab be all over Ross' Snapchat. Slab reporting live. Slab was the dude that was with Rick Ross when he done Wildin' Out the last time.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Nick Cannon, man. Wildin' Out got about 30 seasons now. He put out like new episodes, like two new episodes every week.
Rick Ross Bay hospitalized.
I thought he was gonna kill
morning.
This. Yeah.
Sources close to Rick Ross tell that he's been hooked up to a machine that's taking over the function of his heart and lungs.
Mm, no.
Reported getting treatment
in
the cardiac unit.
But I thought he was gonna kill this.
That he could have suffered a heart attack that started as a respiratory problem
on Thursday morning.
He's hooked up to an ECMO.
Why I hate podcasting after Joe Budden episode goes up, because I was gonna say exactly what Maul said. Believe he just done an album to do an album, has no story to it. He just doing songs, to do numbers.
They was good songs though, in my opinion. It wasn't what I expected, but it was still good. It was still a good album. Ross does not have, in my opinion, a bad album. Well, that Hood Billionaire album, that wasn't really it. And I don't know about Black Market, but I like the album.
Are you? Your top favorite artist, can you admit when they put out a bad album?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I figured you'd be one of those riders that that ride with them no matter what.
Oh, no. Like, Eminem's probably my favorite rapper, but he's put out a couple bad albums.
Yeah. What did you think of the Ross?
No, I liked the Ross album. It was dope to me. Like, it wasn't what I expected. I thought it could have been better, but I ain't mad at it. Still
all I'm going to do, I'm going to give it stream worthy twice. And that's it.
The stream worthy, ain't download worthy?
Ain't even download worthy.
Oh,
just
man.
Just stream worthy twice.
Well, to me, it's download worthy. Like I say, Ross to me don't have a bad
to you,
album.
It's download worthy and listen to it whenever worthy, huh?
Oh, yeah, man.
I heard that shit.
He still got the ear for beats that he's always had.
Yeah, the beats is nice.
Still know how to put together a song, still know how to pick the right people to be on the song with him. Ross still doing what he doing. Just just like Joe Budden said, him starting the album with the song he started with, I thought was weird, because that's not usually how he starts his album.
You know, I had forgot that Rick Ross almost died.
Yeah. Well, it's been a couple years now, so I guess we kind of got past.
But I tell you what, though. Goddamn Trippie Redd surprised me, Mo. I don't know why you hating on him. Mo hating on him already.
I ain't hating on him. I just don't listen to him. I can't hate on him.
Well, I didn't listen to him neither. But, you know, I like to give views and opinions of all the new music. So I checked out his exclamation mark album. Download worthy. Listen to whenever worthy.
Oh, my God.
Facts. I like his voice too. You don't like his voice?
Sounds like so many other people out there, but it's cool. He sounds like someone else. I just can't think of the name of the artist.
Pussy, why you dying? This is what I said. I said, if you take Future and NBA YoungBoy and put them in a blender and pour it in a cup, you'll get Trippie Redd.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right. Just from the few singles I've just heard.
Yeah. Future and NBA YoungBoy mixed together.
I'm just going to say, just to tell y'all how our music tastes are different, because he just said this album is better than Ross's album. That is insane to me.
I mean, I like it better. I ain't going to say it is better, but I like it better.
Okay, well, I guess that's a better thing to say.
But
well, I ain't going to say a better thing to say. Just difference.
Since we on the new music kick, let's stay on it, man. That goddamn drum, I hate that shit. I don't see how them Joe Budden boys like it. And to say that it's better than the Her song with Chris Brown on the Indigo album is blasphemy. Have you listened to it?
I just heard the clip they play ain't to the whole song. From what I heard, I was like,
And then they said the ending of it was miraculous. No. The ending of it is just like...
Don't say not the middle of the song.
The ending of it is like fucking Santana on the guitar. That's it. Can't get jiggy with this shit.
I'm gonna check that song.
I can't fuck with it.
It don't sound bad, but to be better than some of the things that they mentioned, I was like, But like I said, I ain't heard the whole song yet, but I think he probably put a lot of work in with the sampling and everything, so that may be what they were leaning towards, what caught their attention.
So what you think of the Hot Girl Summer?
Let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all overhyping that song.
I know, right? But I knew that was coming.
No matter how
bad it was going to be.
Y'all was going to blow it up.
They was still going to blow it up.
Y'all was going to blow it up. Listen, it's not a bad song. But,
it's not hype worthy.
For some reason, the song reminds me of, like, Will Smith's Summertime. Just like a nice little summertime jam. But it's not better than Summertime. But it's kind of like the energy that the song gives out. But, listen, all y'all hot girls out there, or whatever y'all call yourselves, it's cool. But what I was expecting from them two together is going to be like a lot of energy. It's kind of like a laid back, chill record. But it's cool though, man. It's not a bad song.
I give it stream worthy 2 times. That's it.
And the whole world is going to stream it multiple times.
I know it, right?
Yeah. But shout out to Megan, man. I still like Megan. She's gorgeous and hope she keeps flourishing in her career.
You like that Hair Down song?
Who the hell? The Hair Down? It sound like a freaky song. What song is that? It
says S.I.R. and Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, Kendrick on here. Okay, then.
Do you know who S.I.R. is?
Sir? Yeah. I've heard of him, anyway.
Never heard of him. I've been going silly for the west side. I made you want to sway your hips and call your girl, didn't it?
I ain't swaying no hips, but I sway hers.
That's what I'm saying.
She can sway her hips over here. I still have not had sex to music. I gotta do that.
Me neither. It's overrated. To me, anyway. I don't like it.
What song did you try?
I tried them all.
Rock and roll?
No. You know, I ain't. Kill a motherfucking dead. Shoot a bitty bitty bitty.
Some people.
Wake up. Grab it. What you put in the makeup? Nah, I ain't done no shit like that.
I heard someone have sex before to Snoop Dogg's Sexual Eruption.
Oh, yeah. Well, Snoop Dogg put out a song, too. Let bygones be bygones. Look at Snoop squashing the beef. But before I get to that.
Snoop is the greatest, man.
That goddamn T-Pain. He got that head bobbing.
That's a legend right there, man. Y'all better put some respect on goddamn T-Pain, eh?
Any song that's got that vibe to it, like that one just had, I fucks with that.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to T-Pain, man. I remember T-Pain used to be on everybody's song, man. How come that don't happen no more?
I don't know. You may call me a lie, but I have vouchers, man.
Vouchers?
Yeah. Proof. The proof's in the pud. Well, since this is the real AKA truth, I can just say the truth is in the pudding. I hold these truths to be self-evident. I was in high school, or just got out of high school. My cousin, she was a millionaire. She got hit by an RDA truck. You remember me saying that on the podcast? All right. She was going to pay T-Pain to be on a song with me. But then she ended up dying, and it never happened.
Oh, man.
Yep. I was looking forward to that, man.
Whoa. Did you have the song made up?
Nick. We had just sent out some emails. And they had wrote back saying, do this, do that. And before we could do this, do that, she passed away.
Damn.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you still got a good relationship with him today?
Me and Suge cool as a motherfucker. I'm cool with Suge. I'm cool with Master P, Dr. Dre. I'm cool with everybody.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not be cool with Snoop?
But I had to go get that cool with him. I had to go sit down with Suge.
You hate it? 18
years old, lost his note and crack money had a nigga open that rap shit was just cash shit. No Drake. Okay, that's cool, but that's old.
Snoop, getting rid of the smoke.
Yeah, that came from Arian Foster's podcast. The interview maybe like a year old.
Mm-hmm. Everybody is saying and wanting us to mark their words. It's just about all hip-hop beef finna come to an end. I see it accelerating. And have you noticed that it's when artists collaborate on a song, then they beef afterwards? The Game, Meek Mill, Scared Now, they ended up beefing. Young Jeezy, Gucci Mane, So Icy, they ended up beefing. The list goes on and on. So, I see Meg Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj beefing before the end of 2018.
You mean 19?
Yeah, my bad, 2019.
Do I see them beefing?
I mean,
I would see Nicki beef from her. I don't know if Meg would beef back.
Look at the track records, man. Of all the collabo songs. And then shortly after, they were beefing.
The only way I would see Nicki and Meg beefing is if Meg collaborates with Cardi or someone Nicki doesn't like and Nicki takes offense to it. And Nicki may throw a shot, but I don't think Meg would throw a shot back.
It don't take much to piss Nicki off.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I mean, all Miley said was, Nicki, I love you. But I just listened to Cardi. I mean, how the fuck can you take offense to that?
I think Nicki hopefully she's matured about just trying to get attention, even though I think she's with Meg right now for attention because she's been looking like a hater the past couple of years. Not saying that she don't really enlighten Meg, but when I first seen them two together, I was like, Nicki's trying to get back cool with everybody. She's trying to, what's the word, PR herself?
A PR stunt?
Yeah, but public relation. They may get an offer, though. They both red bones.
Fetty Wap put out a song with fucking Tig Grizzly. Whack. I'm not even going to play a snippet. Whack.
Oh, man. Fetty Wap trying to get that money out of child support. Oh, man. Song whack. Got to try something there, Fetty Wap. Get the check for somewhere else.
And that's about it as far as Spotify-wise. Goddamn Kevin Gates. Putting out shit left and right. I have created a I'm Him playlist on Spotify.
He got enough for one.
And all the new songs of 2019, I've put it in that playlist. And I bet you the album's going to be the same. We've been saying this for like the past 4 episodes. I'm ready for it. I just want the track list to come out. Fuck the album. I just want the track list to come out to see if I'm right.
I'm telling y'all, man. I've been saying it every time. If that nigga come out with an album, this album song's been putting out.
Think about how much artists re-release songs to get numbers up. They do it all the fucking time.
I think Kevin has a bit more integrity than that. I'm going to be pissed off if that's what he do, though.
When would you think it would be okay for podcasts to re-release episodes? Do you ever think it will be okay?
No. I mean, just go back into the episode.
But you can go back and listen to an artist's song. You can find it. He ain't got to re-release it.
Who's re-releasing songs?
Drake just done it. Chance done it. A little about a month ago.
Talking about re-release. What did he re-release?
The care package had all them fucking songs that done been out.
Oh, they did, because those were songs that weren't on albums or mixtapes or anything. It was just like songs you just put out. With some of them songs I actually had never heard before, like one or two I never heard before. So.
And then Chance, what was that called? Acid rap, Acid Rain, or some shit like it.
Well, that's like the same thing. It was like a mixtape that you couldn't get nowhere else.
Hey, please leave me alone. I'm on the grill with a swim theme. I dive dead in your shit. Every night I pray to God that the Lord forgive me. If somebody try me and don't tie me, then they come and whip me. You just be talking, I be stalking with that mini glizzy. You ever cross me, I'ma lay you in a coffin with you. I've been thugging all my life, this a cold sport.
Lyrics got good meaning to them, but I can't rock with that beat, man. That ear-bleeding beat, nah. It's too much, man.
Right, that nigga went by, still about 18, you would've just started rapping.
I know, right? Too much rattling in that motherfucking beat.
He trying to get the niggas, got the gangster niggas vibing with that one.
Yellow Wolf, he come out with a new song. Unnatural Born Killer. I can't fuck with this beat neither. Too much running going on for me.
Okay, I'm pulling that chopper out there. Driveway for ties, even grits. My name is Bloodstained Steel. Last night was a close range hit. Bar room is empty and smoke. Filling wind from the chimney tip. Black wall on the concrete trip.
Question.
That shit sound hard.
Yeah, the lyrics is hard. Question. A big mainstream, big named artist puts out an album. It tanks. Best case scenario, does he hurry up with the next project? Or does he wait a while and let people forget about the tanked project?
Depends on the artist.
What about Yellow Wolf? Trunk Music 3 didn't do that good.
To you or to everybody?
Everybody. The numbers wasn't that good.
What was his numbers?
I can't remember, but I just know they wasn't that good.
Well, it sounds like he's coming back out with something.
Right. I'm saying, do you agree with that, coming out with something new so quick? It's finished. The album's called Cowboy something, or something Cowboy. I know it's got the word cowboy in it. And it's finished. It's done.
If they do, they need to make sure the next project is going to be it. It's like when Eminem's Revival album came out, he came right back out the next year with the Kamikaze album. That was a good move from him, because he never had a bad taste in people's mouth with the album before that. So,
what about Boosie? He need to hurry up, or he need to chill out because of Badass 3.5?
Well, this thing about Boosie, I don't know if people just didn't listen to the album. I don't know if they would say it was bad, because no one listened to it. So, I guess it's just a different situation. But the thing about Boosie, his fan base is so loyal to him that it don't matter. Like, people just love Boosie, so it's...
I think once you get to where Boosie's at, your album chart days are over with. Just sell out shows, man.
Yeah.
I think that's all Boosie is good for, is selling out shows.
It might be all 50 is good for now.
Yeah, I can see that.
You been seeing Mayweather clown him?
That's been happening on and off for years.
Yeah, he going in now, though, just out of nowhere.
I never knew what video was new and what video was old.
He been clowning him on Instagram, though. And 50 is actually kind of taking the high road. Except when he made a post that said, get somebody to read this to you.
Shaking my head.
50 is dope, man. 50 is the king of petty, man.
Yeah, I remember when 50 put out a video saying if he could read one page off a Harry Potter book, he would donate X amount of money to any charity.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted him to.
50 dope, man. Shout out to 5th, man. All
right, everybody is going crazy over List now, right?
Oh, God.
Top whatever.
I've seen this for every damn thing.
Yeah.
I'm tired of List.
Well, I think we should go ahead and put ours out, man. But this is the list I got. Stuck on an island, you can only pick 5 things of entertainment to watch or slash listen. And for example, say you pick Nas. Not saying you will, but say you do pick Nas. You will get all of his new shit. All the shit that's still going on, you can still get all of their new shit sent to you on that desert island. All right, my 5 movies that I would bring with me would be Shutter Island. I watched that movie 1,000 times.
So have I.
Still don't know the correct ending. I think that he really was a cop and he really was investigating the island and they made him think he was crazy. That's what I think. But
so do I.
I'm not sure. So that's why I keep watching it over and over and over.
Yeah, they were pretty convincing at the end.
And I never can come to a different conclusion, but I never can get 100% on my conclusion. So that's why I could watch that movie. Harlem Nights, classic. Storm of the Century, that's a good time
that's
killer.
A good movie.
It's like 6 hours long.
Yeah.
The 40-year-old version and Fast and the Furious.
Which Fast and Furious?
The first one. What would your 5 movies be? Oh, if you can't think of 5, just give me 3.
My 5 movies. Lincoln would be one.
Mm-hmm.
With Steven Spielberg directed. Probably one of the Marvel movies. Which Marvel movie would it be?
I thought about picking...
Dark Knight would be one.
Picking a Marvel movie, but I couldn't watch one without wanting to see the a follow one.
What's the other movie? I think Usual Suspects would be one. That's 3. Let me see. Avengers Infinity War would be one.
One more.
It would be the second season of Chappelle's Show.
You ain't got no, this is movies. We're getting the TV shows next.
Okay,
so
well.
So you still got a movie.
Man of Steel.
You don't have no African-American comedy movie you would take with you, huh? Don't sound like it.
Did I just had to have? Oh,
nah. It's cool. I'm just saying. You didn't pick one, so it's cool. All right, next up. Podcast. I got the Joe Budden Pod, the No Sleep Pod, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, Joe Rogan, and the Breakfast Club. That way I can keep up with all of what's going on.
See, it'll be Joe Budden, Joe Rogan, Brilliant Idiots, Arian Foster's Podcast, and Lip Service.
All right, TV shows. No. Next up, I got artists. I got Chris Brown, Eminem, and I like rock, so I got Godsmack. And then I got Token, because he's young. I think by the time he's in his 30s, he's going to be on the same level as Eminem or better. And then I got DJ Khaled, because if you get a DJ Khaled album, you're going to have various artists on it. So... if I'm stuck on an island and I want some new shit, and I only can pick 5, I'm going to pick DJ Khaled to be one of them so I can get the variousness.
That's smart. Let me see 5 artists. Jay-Z, Eminem, Drake. Ross. And...
one more.
Like I need some female music in there somewhere. What's a good female? Ain't none of the females that still make music though. The R&B that I love.
You wouldn't take Beyonce?
No. I'm not listening to Beyonce.
Mary J.
Mary J would be good, but she don't really make new music no more, but I'll take Mary
she
J.
She just made a new song.
Need the album.
Yeah. And TV shows. I got The Office, The Fresh Prince, Big Brother, Family Guy, and Power.
Give me Martin. Give me Boondocks. Martin Boondocks. Give me Dragon Ball. Give me Naruto. And give me, what's another show? What's that show called? Modern Family.
It's pretty dope, man. Pretty dope. I can live with my choice. I had a couple more bullshit topics, but I guess we'll get into some trending topics.
The Lion King. I'm starting to count how many times you do the every episode. I'm starting to keep track of it.
Get a clicker for that, huh?
Oh yeah.
The Lion King original animator said there's huge resentment because they didn't get any royalties from the first movie, and others say, why did y'all even make this new fucking movie? You ruined a good thing. And others say the new movie is a masterpiece.
That movie's not a masterpiece. The movie's treated ash.
I think they just fucking sour because all the people that's a part of the new movie got royalties and they didn't get any from the first go around.
Which is trash.
Yeah. But hey, you gotta know your own worth. Look what Jerry Seinfeld done.
You're right. New day. It's a new day. You gotta watch how you negotiate. Hey, they say it's not what you negotiate. And why are they saying that people didn't like it because Simba was gay in the movie? Simba was not gay in the movie.
I haven't heard that.
I've seen that.
I wouldn't have believed it if I heard it in no way.
They just gotta make an excuse.
A$AP Rocky went to Kanye West's Sunday service as one of the first things he did when returning to the United States. People are upset that A$AP did not shout out Donald Trump. I mean, why? Donald Trump didn't fucking get him out.
Why are you shouting out Donald Trump?
I bring him because Donald Trump, quote unquote, made an effort. But he kind of didn't.
He didn't.
I think all he did was fucking tweet the dude.
All he did was tweet.
Yeah. All he did. He didn't even call nobody. He fucking tweeted him.
And do we really believe that Donald Trump genuinely wanted him out of Sweden? We don't believe that. Fuck. It's campaign time.
If it would have happened in America, you really think Donald Trump would have, quote unquote, tried to get him out? No.
No.
Question.
Did a Trump supporter say that, by the way?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Goddamn Trump supporters.
I'm getting off topic. Could you have sex with a paraplegic?
That's funny.
Because think about it. She's not going to feel nothing. And you know what I'm saying? It's not going to get wet. So you'll have to KY it up. You have to lube it up.
I ain't trying to have sex with a paraplegic. I'm cool.
So if your old lady got paralyzed, not saying you'd leave her, you just wouldn't never have sex with her no more?
Yes, depending on if she would want to have sex. Like,
I guess she probably won't, either. But hold on. Nah, I ain't going to say all that because most girls feel bad.
Yeah, I can see her being emotional because I can't pleasure you.
Right,
now.
Right. And don't want their man to go get it somewhere else.
So they
tell them to get it, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't feel comfortable, man.
I wouldn't either, man. Nah, I'm cool.
I mean, if the girl's moaning, you know she's faking. You know she can't fucking feel nothing.
Yeah.
That's just going to make it that much worse. And then she's not moaning. That's going to make it worse. Like, damn, this is, you know? So
then if you're not getting wet, you ain't going to even get it in there.
Right.
She's sitting there crying while you having sex because she can't do nothing.
Yeah. Nah, I couldn't do it, bro.
Nah, I'm cool.
We better get talked about.
Nah, we being honest, damn it.
Yeah. Y'all, can't please them all, though.
Y'all ain't out there trying to do that.
Can't please them up.
Did you see the Nature's Checking movie? The dude had sex with the girl in the wheelchair in that movie.
I ain't watched.
Well, not the one that was in theaters, but like the DVD version though, when they brought Chucky back.
The Cult of Chucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah. I was like, why is she moaning? Because she can't feel nothing.
I know,
right?
Hobbs and Shaw had the lowest box office open since Tokyo Drift of the Fast and Furious franchise. Tyrese says he just basically told you. His deleted post says The Rock, quote unquote, tried. No hating. I'm just pointing out facts.
As he's hating.
$180 million is not a win. Opening weekend, $180 million is not a win. I mean, it's all according to how much the movie cost to make. And it cost $260 million. So I guess it's not really a win.
It's not a win.
You expect to get your money back plus more on opening weekend.
Not on opening weekend, but when it's all said and done, they need to have made a certain amount of money to be even. Which, if they made the move for $260 million, then they probably spent another $100 million in marketing. So they probably got to make around $750 million, maybe around $8 million, $800 million to be break even.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a long ways to go.
Is The Rock and Tyrese supposed to be in Fast 9?
I don't think Rocket's going to be in no more Fast 9 movies.
Okay.
Because him and Tyrese ain't getting along, and Vin Diesel don't like him.
That's why they spun off with Hobbs and Shaw, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Suppose Rocket was a diva on set.
I can see that.
Think Rocket diva, man?
Yeah. You ain't never see his antics on the WWE, WWF, whatever. Can't remember back that far.
What kind of diva antics did he do?
He was just a prima donna.
I just thought he was just acting. I don't know. Tyrese got to stop hating, though, man.
My top 10 rappers, not in order. Eminem, Jay-Z, Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, DMX, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Tupac, Biggie, J. Cole. And I only put Tupac and Biggie on there out of credit, out of merit. I don't fuck with them. I don't listen to them.
Damn. Somebody in this dead, damn. They don't listen to them.
I mean.
Do you think they can rap good?
I respect the game.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I hate Floyd Mayweather, but I admit he's the greatest pound-for-pound boxer of all time. I give credit where credit's due.
I ain't gonna say all that. He's a great defensive fighter. He's the best defensive fighter of all time. Give him that. I ain't gonna say pound for pound. Shoot, my top. See, I'm a real rap nerd, so I have to
sit down and think about it. Huh?
Really. But I can tell you, off top, Big is probably gonna be number one. Eminem will be two.
Oh, you putting yours in actual order, huh?
Jay-Z will probably be three.
You gotta put Nas at four, then, huh?
Yeah, I'll put Nas at four. Five probably be.
Nas ain't even in my top 10.
Oh my God, that is blasphemous.
But as far as having to listen to one, if all you said Nick, you can pick Tupac or Nas. No, you got to pick one. You can only listen to one the rest of your life. I would pick Nas.
See, that would be hard. I probably pick Nas too. Yeah. Pac got some heaters though.
Man, all it is fucking thanking his mama, fucking bitches, and killing dudes. That's
see,
it.
See, you got this in the Pop, man. You ain't this in the Pop.
That's the overall summit of it.
Do you think all them albums Pop put out is all you talk about?
That's all he talked about. Fucking hoes, thanking his mama, loving his mama, and killing dudes.
That is insane.
That's it. That's it.
If y'all see Nick on the sheet, don't kill him, man. Don't kill Nick. Nick is the best one right now. Anyway, Pop could probably be five.
What is it? Tupac must die. What's that dude's name?
Yeah, he got to stop. I can't think of nothing after five. I have to get back to y'all, man. I'm a rap nerd.
Check this out, boy. All right, you know my ex-girlfriend got my Spotify password, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, a notification popped up on my phone that Spotify is being listened to on the device, which is her phone. Guess what fucking song was playing?
What?
Broken Stupid by Joyner Lucas. Females don't listen to that, especially her. So I'm thinking she had a dude with her. She had a dude with her playing music, bro.
You got offended, man?
I ain't really get offended, but I'm like, how would she feel if I was watching WWE with another girl off of her account. You feel me? She wouldn't like that. But which I was, you know, just a little second ago.
Hey, man.
That SummerSlam pay-per-view was tonight.
So y'all still got love for each other, man? Y'all still jealous with
I was watching other? That. No, I ain't really jealous, you know what I'm saying? But make that dude get his own Spotify, bro. If he wants to listen to Broken Stupid.
Yeah, I might feel the way too, my girlfriend using my password to let some other nigga
yeah.
watch.
Yeah, that's
I might
saying.
Feel the way too.
Let him get his own shit, bro.
Yeah, nigga, pay the $9.99 or whatever it is.
All right, and you remember a few episodes back where I told you about the married girl asking for me to send her the dick pic?
Yeah.
The DP?
She's your back.
And you said that you believe she was just bored in her relationship, having fun.
Yep.
I asked her about it, and you were right. She admitted it.
Yeah.
She Sounds admitted right. That's all she wanted to do was have fun over the phone. And I ain't hit her up since. What the fuck, man? I can't have a relationship with my phone, bro. I just can't do it.
No one can. This I got a porn addiction.
Yeah.
How much do you think girls watch porn?
Probably a 4 out of 10.
You think they do it more often than we do? But they just don't say anything?
Some of them do, yeah. Some girls do. Y'all listen to that Guys We Fuck podcast. That's all they do is watch porn.
I want to see a girl watch a porn, but she not know I'm in the room just to see. Like a good experiment.
Ed Sheeran's current tour has broke all records, beating out U2's 2011 tour for most money made tour ever. That goddamn Ed Sheeran.
Go ahead on Ed. I liked his album too.
We'll take it back to London, right? Ain't that what he said? Take him back to London.
Go ahead on.
Queen Latifah and Shaggy will be on the Little Mermaid live musical.
Hold up, Shaggy who? The singer Shaggy?
Yeah. Mr. Bombastic.
Where the hell is Shaggy been?
I don't know. But Mr. Bombastic, along with Queen Latifah, is going to be on Little Mermaid live musical as Sebastian and Ursula.
He sounds exactly like Sebastian.
Airing November the 5th on ABC.
Hold up. It's going to be on TV?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be in theaters.
No.
Wow.
This is a live musical. Not a movie. A live musical. Now, they're making a movie with the girl from Blackish and Grownish, but this is the live musical.
I think the teacher's supposed to be in that movie too, is Ursula.
Could be.
Huh, that's interesting.
Chance the Rapper says the Big Day album says he's being bullied and also feels that people want him to kill himself. He's just being...
This head Chance.
Sensitive, man.
You gotta chill, yeah. Bro. Your album was trash. We didn't like it.
No.
It sounded like it needed to be a playlist for the Disney Channel.
I didn't get fucking six songs in before I quit listening to
it. Yeah, I might have got 3 or 4 songs in. I said, I can't. And then I was skipping them songs because I just couldn't get into it.
When your fucking album could be the soundtrack for a new Hannah Montana movie...
Facts.
You need to stop.
Chance, I understand you try to be spiritual and all that, but you can do it and still be...
Right.
You know. I mean, if that's what you want to do, you do that. But if we don't like it, we have the right to say we don't like it. We didn't like it, bro. Your album was trash. Just, find another way, bro. Do something else.
Can you believe we're 42 minutes in and that's the first fucking sound effect button I've hit since the intro?
I was saying, nigga, he kind of chill with the sound effects this episode.
I just got leave, man, so I'm chill.
Hey, man. Oh, yeah. They just got his first piece of...
White girl.
A white girl, too.
And not my first white girl, but my first white girl in a while.
Yeah, so I feel you, bro.
It's mostly been Native American women here lately.
Yeah, you ready to get in the shower, get in the bed, nice.
Man, my fucking eye. I keep rubbing my eyes over here. I don't know if you see it or not.
But shit, what was it worth it, bro?
Oh, yeah.
She knew what she was doing.
I mean, I did all the work, but still, you know.
Damn. Hey, man, someone had to do the work.
You one of them little small tight ones, too, bro.
Oh, man.
Real deal. I ain't lying.
That's dope.
Tasted like water, too.
Shout out to her.
That's dope.
She keeps it clean and everything.
Yeah.
Shout out to her. Should have had candles in the room, man.
Should have had.
Would have had.
She didn't take her shirt off, though. I don't like that. Make me feel like she's self-conscious about her muffin top.
She probably is.
Probably is. You know, I don't care. I done got fat my damn self. I'm over 200 pounds now,
bro. Yeah, Nikki's big as hell now. Every time I see Nick, he's gotten bigger.
I'm over 200 pounds now. And when we started this podcast, I was 155.
The niggas gained about 50 pounds from ice cream.
50 pounds. 50 pounds in 22 episodes.
from ice cream. For real.
Jeffrey Epstein. I think it was a murder.
What the hell happened with him?
They covering it up, man.
That's insane.
They covering it up.
I read that and I was like, what the hell?
He was finna snitch on all these millionaire billionaires that's fucking little children.
That is crazy.
And they had his ass killed.
And I could believe that.
I can too.
I can absolutely believe that. But that is insane. What billionaire kills themselves? I don't care what you did, bruh.
Now, you can live the life of luxury in prison with money, you know
absolutely
what I'm saying?
Absolutely, you can. That is insane.
So they had him killed, bro. Facts.
Damn. Man, prayers for his family. That is crazy. I hope he had a will made up. Nah, that money just go flying everywhere.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Ah.
That is insane. I was near the shot when I saw that.
Me too.
And I don't even know him for real, but it was just shocking to me that someone with that much success just off they self.
Joe, that's nuts!
I realized I hadn't used the sound effect. Now I'm going crazy with it.
Yeah, see that, Nicky. Go back. Think about your girl, man.
Take a quick pause for the calls.
I'm begging you, please.
Don't go. Oh.
I don't even beg anymore.
Well, hey, man, I deserve to get it tonight. Last week, she gave me the blue balls, remember?
Yeah. She owed you, man.
Yes, she owed me.
Then she came and picked you up. She was horny. That's what it was. She was horny.
Think so?
She probably horny last time.
She said she ain't had none in months.
Oh, yeah, she was horny.
Remember,
as
I told you last week I felt the heat coming off that coochie.
Oh, yeah, she won the last time. She's like, I don't want to seem like a hoe.
Right.
I get it to him this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. She try to keep her standards.
It is what it is, man.
It is what it, man. I done had sex on the first date, so it's all good.
I mean, I have to.
They wouldn't be feeling funny about that sometimes.
But it was worth the wait, man. Hey, I guess that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. It was worth the wait.
Yeah.
Shout out to her and her JJ.
I definitely do it again. Okay. Versace issues apology after t-shirt sparked uproar in China. This just come out today. You heard about it?
What the t-shirt say? Or what did it do?
The Italian fashion brand expressed quote-unquote deepest and sincerest apologies after it allegedly implied that Hong Kong and some other place I cannot pronounce. What's that word? That M word?
Macau? Never heard of it.
Macau? Special administrative region in China or countries. The controversy also called Yang Mi, its newly signed China brand ambassador, to end her contract. She fine too, bro.
Yeah, she nice. She too a bit pale, but she cute.
Yep. I'd hit that.
I feel like I always come doing this shit on purpose, man.
Think so?
Yeah. Why they always having an issue of apology for some bullshit that they had to know it was gonna be stupid?
I guess they look at it like bad PR is good PR, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's like when Gucci was doing all their bullshit. They gotta chill.
Did you see Brittany Griner last night?
No, what's I read some headline about her. What is she doing?
She was chasing the whole fucking team down, trying to fight every one of them.
The team? What team?
The opposing team.
Yeah.
And they were all running from her, too, bro. They were scared of that. y'all to see the highlights. They're literally running from her.
Okay, so what happened during the game that made her
elbows
run?
On a rebound.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of WNBA, they're gonna be on NBA 2K this year.
The whole team.
The whole NBA WNBA league or whatever.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I thought that was dope too. Cause I say this every year. I be forgetting there's WNBA until I just ramped and turned on a game.
Yeah, me too.
Cause they do not advertise for it at all. I don't know how they get money. Cause you don't see it.
Brittany Griner plays for Mercury, and they were playing the Wings. So she's trying to fight every female on the Wings team. Mercury center Brittany Griner was ejected after she chased rookie Christine Angui in the fourth quarter of the face-off between Phoenix Mercury and Dallas Wings on Saturday.
You pussy, Brad. You can't go for the rookie. I see. You ain't go for another girl to know your ass.
And Brittany is way bigger than her, too.
Yeah. Can't be doing that, Brittany.
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have separated.
I ain't know they were dating.
Again. Remember I told you this on one of the episodes, I explaining to you that Miley was dating Thor's little brother? You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do remember now.
Liam and Miley have agreed to separate at this time. A representative for Miley Cyrus told People magazine in a statement. That's like the 11th time they done broke up.
I'm sure his brother's like, you don't need that bitch at all.
If I ask you this, what would your answer be? Do you think it is legal to have sex with a 15-year-old girl if she is emancipated? You know what emancipated means, don't you?
No.
Emancipated means that she went to the courts and showed the courts that she was fit to take care of herself. That her mom and daddy, she could do better for herself than her guardians could. And the judge awarded her pretty much adultship.
I'm still not having sex with a 15-year-old.
So, you know what I'm saying? If you're 15 years old and you emancipated, you could go get a job, go get a house, go get a car, anything, you know?
I mean, kids, there's some places in the world where that's, you probably are legally grown at 15 or younger, but I'm not having sex with a 15-year-old.
But by me telling you what emancipated means, do you think it would be legal to have sex with one?
Like I say, in some parts of the world, it is.
But no, it's not.
In some places,
it's still illegal.
In some places, I'm sure it's legal. I think I heard it's legal in some. They can be even younger than that and be considered an adult.
Antonio Brown tells Raiders he won't play football again unless he can wear his old helmet. I knew some shit like it was going to happen. He is a prima donna his damn self.
It's too many prima donnas in football.
Yeah, like nobody wanted him.
Yeah, it's too many. Y'all got to chill, bro.
The Raiders wide receiver has filed a helmet grievance against the NFL. Brown believes the new helmet that the rules mandate he wears protrudes out and interferes with his vision.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Brown. There are about a million other players that they don't give a shit about that.
I know, right?
So you kind of odd man out, my G.
It's not like they just blinding him, you know. The other wide receivers can only see as good as you can see, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to see less.
Yeah, so, and plus, you ain't like the greatest wide receiver. You ain't Tom Brady or nobody like that.
Right.
So anybody listening to you, my G. Right. Sorry. So give it up.
I was watching preseason. Shout out to the New England Patriots winning 31-3.
Yeah.
That damn Jared Stidham done it, boy. 17 for, he was 14 for 24, 174 yards with a touchdown. You know who Jared Stidham is, don't you?
Nope.
He was the most recent quarterback for Auburn. He's Tom Brady's backup now.
Okay. That's what's up. Shout out to the Pats.
But anyway, what I was going to say is, watching the preseason, I finally saw the pass interference challenge get thrown.
Oh, really?
Yep. It broke the ball up, and the chief head coach, Andy Reid, he threw the pass interference flag. They went back and watched it, and it was pass interference. They missed it, and they overturned the call.
Okay.
But you can only throw it out the last 2 minutes of each half. So the last 2 minutes in the second quarter and the last 2 minutes in the fourth quarter. That
You know what? I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that neither. I thought you could do it anytime.
I'm glad they didn't do that because it'd probably be going on all game.
Yeah,
I ain't got time for that.
If you could challenge a penalty, yeah.
So I ain't mad at that.
I mean, who wouldn't? Say if holding, you could challenge holding, and you lose on a fucking last second play, why the fuck wouldn't you throw out a challenge for a holding call and just hope you got one?
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if one day all penalties could be challenged.
You get enough people complaining about it. Like, if you get more situations like what happened last year with New Orleans, that you know, that might end up happening one day.
The longest rap song in history, El Manifiesto by Henry G, with a length of more than 3 hours and 26 minutes.
What the hell?
That's longer than 97% of albums.
He rap for that long?
Much less one fucking song.
G, where you performing at it? Come on, my G. Well, hey, maybe you just want to break a record or some shit. I ain't so shit.
I don't know.
That song better be dope as hell to be that long.
Disney to remake Home Alone.
Trash.
They can't make it no greater than what it was, man.
Nah.
That's one of them great movies you need to leave alone.
Like y'all should have left The Lion King alone. Macaulay Culkin doing like that shit. He was posting about it. How old is Macaulay Culkin?
Shit, in his 30s, 40s? Late 30s, early 40s.
Macaulay Culkin should be chilling.
Yeah.
Has he done an acting gig since then?
Yeah, he was on one of them fucking low-budget ass movies. Where he made fun of Home Alone. He was like, they fucking left me. They left me. Fucking murderer. I forget the name of it. Hey. Oh, that's the girl there. While I'm running across the picture.
This girl you just hit?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay, then. Trying to hide a muffin top in the picture.
I'm finna give her number out, man. 251-604. You gotta guess the rest. She's just gonna listen to this podcast, and I'm just gonna scare her a little bit, you know. When I said 251-604, I bet her heart dropped.
Nick always playing, but that's a good joke, though.
Yeah, that's a good one. I can't wait to hear what she say.
Oh, she probably gonna hear you call the whole number. So she starts saying 251, she gonna say motherfucker.
251-604. She gonna
She gonna start the podcast right there.
They call it, man. Huh?
Yeah, ain't gonna even listen to the joke.
You may be right, my friend.
Y'all gonna argue about 5 minutes. You gonna be saying, "Hey, but I ain't give it out. I just heard you, Nick. I just heard you.
Yeah,
I just heard the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to all of it? I ain't got this all of it." That's gonna be funny. I don't know to be around for this.
That's how they are.
Oh yeah.
If I can figure it out, I will record the conversation somehow.
Oh, this'll be beautiful.
Yeah, and I'll play it.
Great content. Content king here.
Khalid will do a benefit concert for the El Paso massacre shootings. All the proceeds will go to the families and victims. I had somebody on Twitter ask me why we didn't talk about the shootings. I told them we don't talk about shit like that. We don't give those killers praises.
Yeah, ain't nothing to say but RIP and prayers to the families. And F these niggas, F all these people with the gun control laws and just F it, man.
Right. Ray J signs a $1 million deal with a weed company called Fundana.
Ray J getting to the bag, man. Shout out to Ray J, man. Then they got a tech company.
Weed company.
Go ahead on, Ray J. Ray J and Cardi B gonna be the most successful loving hip hop people ever. Oh, and Joe Budden. Shout out to them, B. Shout out to them. They the great three. Since Santana looking so good on Instagram every time I see her now. She looks like a better girl.
This is a story that will go down in the love and hip hop history books. But what is the truth? What is a lie?
Do we think Love and Hip Hop gonna have Joe Budden and Sin's breakup?
Absolutely.
On film?
Absolutely.
Think so?
Absolutely.
If not, they got the aftermath. If they don't have the actuality, they got the right passage of the aftermath.
They talking about it on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. And even, well, put it like this, if they don't have the right passage, and even if they don't have the right passage of the right aftermath, I bet you they paid Joe and Zen to act the breakup out again. That would be crazy not to.
I would not be surprised by that.
I mean, wouldn't you do it if you was VH1?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Marketing, man. Think, man. Think.
That damn Mona Scott.
Snowfall. Fourth season ordered on FX. And they are 5 episodes into season 3 currently. So there will be a fourth season of Snowfall. Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Atlanta already got
Atlanta renewed for 4 seasons. Insecure. Not sure if it will shoot in Georgia now with the abortion laws the way they are in the state of Georgia. FX CEO says it is up to Donald Glover whether they shoot in Atlanta or even the state of Georgia or not. A lot of people saying it wouldn't work if they don't shoot in Atlanta, but it will.
Yeah, it still
because will. The Office was based on being in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And it was filmed in L.A. If they can make it look like it's cold as balls on The Office and them in L.A. and that was 2005, they can definitely do it in 2019.
Listen, they be filming shit here, so you know they can make it look like something.
Right.
You filming shit here. Ain't nothing down here.
Ain't shit.
But country folks.
Jay-Z and Will Smith to become executive producers on an ABC series on the Emmett Till story through the eyes of Emmett Till's mother. I'm gonna check that out.
I'm kind of missed about all these new documentaries about stuff like that coming out, man. Cause like we never heard the story. We got enough documentaries on. It's like, comment. They just need that alone. Need stuff like that alone.
You know, I've never watched a documentary on it.
I have, man. It was
on
it,
YouTube.
Yep, exactly where I watched it.
I started watching one, but I fell asleep. I only got 5 minutes in.
That shit was disturbing, man. But one thing I learned from it, I think that's what a lot of the racism comes from now, because on documentaries they seem like all the parents was at the court trying to have all their kids right there, and all the little kids just looking down. Like, I hate black people. I was like, see, that's where all the racism come from right there.
Right.
And all these white kids just taught that and born into it.
Wesley Snipes and Rick Ross joins the cast of Coming to America Part 2.
Everybody just joined the cast with that movie. Original people coming back, so shout out to them, man. But I believe when I see the movie actually start filming and stuff, though. Until then,
me too.
Forget it.
Do you believe that Facebook sells binary codes and IP addresses to hackers?
I absolutely do.
I do too.
And my dumb ass can't stay away from Facebook. I need to stay away from, but I
get messages all the time saying, you're in this video, click on it. I'm not clicking on that virus infested bullshit.
My girl did that shit.
And then she thought she really got caught on camera doing something, huh? That's when you know motherfuckers is guilty. When you can send somebody a video saying, I can't believe you done this. You caught on tape doing it. And then they click on it. Their heart starts pounding, you know? And they click on it. Yeah, they up to something. See, me? Motherfuckers send that to me. Man, I've been at home, bro. I know I'm not on no fucking video doing no shenanigans. You know, you might get me on camera buying ice cream, but that's it.
Exactly.
You ain't getting me doing no fuck-ups.
You see me some shit like that, I'm be like, all right. We ain't even react.
I've told you this story before, but years ago, way before we had a podcast. So I know it is not documented on any episode, so it's a new story. I had this one time, I was on Facebook, talking with this chick. And fast forward a little bit. It was a fake profile. All right. Rewind a little bit. We was talking. This, that, and the third. She was sending me naked pictures. I was sending her naked pictures. Then, I sent her a video of me jacking it and shooting everywhere. Pause, you know. And then she sends the video right back to me. Saying that if I don't send her $1,000, she was putting that video up on the internet for all my family members to see. Trying to bribe me, bro. I said, post that motherfucker. I said, ain't no shame in my game.
Baby, somebody told
put that video up.
All that shit. I posted shit myself. You gonna do that?
I know, right? I know, right? For $1,000. You bribe me for $1,000. Think about it. If I was a rich man and I paid them that $1,000, they know they got me, you know? They know he really don't want this video out there.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep bleeding you dry.
Yeah.
Till you say no and then they put it up anyway. So, by me definitely not even having $1,000, and definitely ain't no shame in my game in the first place. Even if I did have it, I wouldn't do it. I told him, go for it.
Did she post it?
Mm-mm. Nope.
She was pussy.
Yeah. Didn't call my bluff. But like a week later, my cousin sent me one of those messages saying, I can't believe you're done this, you're in this video. I thought that's what it was. But I didn't click on it though. But yeah, I sure thought that's what it was. Mm-hmm. You ever got like that before?
I ain't never got like that.
I'm saying, have you ever been tried to get got like that by fake profile? Telling you click on this, you're in this video?
I think I have before.
Did you click on it?
No. Because it was like from a random person I ain't know. All right, whatever. I think I blocked him or whatever.
I don't blame.
I don't do shit. So.
Right. Would you ever take a picture with Donald Trump?
No, I'm not taking a picture of Donald Trump.
I think I would just out of spite, you know?
Who you spite?
Anybody. You know, for the nine, because I could play both sides of the fence. For the Trump haters, I can tell them I took the picture to be like, yeah, Trump, you were the brown Native American. Ha ha, got you, bitch. And then for the Trump supporters, I could be like, yeah, you see, I support Trump too. I took a picture with him. So it's a win-win.
Then you can say I'm an immigrant. See, he don't hate immigrants for real.
Right, it's a win-win. So I would, like I said, I would do it just out of spite. That's it for me, man. That's all I got.
Hey, it's cool by me. It's late, goddamn.
I know, right? It's not late, but it is late. It's 8:19, but it feels like 1:20 in the morning.
I've been driving all weekend.
Yeah. It literally feels like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Yeah. I'm trying to find some outro music, man. Let's get up out of here. This has been your co-host. You know we didn't do no intro at all?
We didn't?
Nope. I was finna say this is your co-host into the I to the C to K. That made me think that we didn't do the intro.
And they should know how tired we are.
I know, right?
But we still can't provide y'all with a podcast.
We in here.
How much we love y'all.
We're gonna give you one a week every week, and if we don't give you one a week, we're gonna tell you we're not gonna give you one.
Facts.
I see where old girl's money is pending. Who? For the podcast, the supporter. So her $10 finna go into it again. It's gonna be bonus episode number 2. We owe her.
We got you, baby. We got you. We be forgetting. I promise we be forgetting.
I didn't look for it to happen. I look for it to cancel. I swear I did.
We got you, baby. We gonna send you something.
Yeah. So this makes
you still got your email and shit?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
So around the 11th of every month is when her shit comes through.
We got you, baby.
My damn Spotify ain't wanting to load, man.
Hey, man, just
use our voices. Something, huh? Hold up.
I seen you got downloaded.
I'm going to my downloads and it won't pull up Eddie.
That's fucked up.
I know, right?
Spotify tripping. That's why I stick with Apple Music.
I'm thinking about switching, I swear.
I need to, man. Apple won't give me my discount for being in school.
Trash.
I'm supposed to get a discount.
How much is it a month with taxes?
$9.99.
With taxes?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what's up. Spotify is $9.99, but with taxes, it's like $10.79.
Damn.
Get in my bag since I just got laid, man.
Uh-oh. Gonna pay some freaking, man?
No, I ain't gonna freak it, man. It's that breezy. You know what? That's a little better for it, you know? Put them in the mold. Put them in the mood.
Y'all gonna lay down with somebody after the podcast.
Shit, I wish I could go back. I'm ready for round 2, mother.
Okay, then.
You gonna drop me off and just chill at something?
Hell no. You gonna be left there.
I try to stay tonight, mother. Try to fall in love, mother.
Hey, man, go stay.
Shit, you'll wait on me. You ain't waiting, I ain't staying.
Hey, you don't wanna stay tonight, then?
This has been your co-host, into the I to the C to the K. Nick, that is me.
It's your host. This is Ladarius. We appreciate y'all. We up out of here.
I want to thank everybody tuning in, listening, everybody that heard this, stuck with it, hearing this right now. For the ones that clicked off, not hearing this right now. For the ones that never even clicked on at all. As always, go fuck yourself. You got to let this part right here ride, man. That's the best part of the whole song.
I ain't see the whole album yet.